Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the Wikipedia page for Tatami. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I am Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I am Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
If you are into Japanese flooring, or even if you're not, I bet you're going to find something interesting in this article.
I bet you will.
I know nothing about this. I'm reading this 100% cold. Let's figure it out. This article is about the Japanese flooring for the Japanese armor component, see tatami do. A tatami is a type of mat used as a flooring material in traditional Japanese style rooms. Tatamis are made in standard sizes, twice as long as wide, about 0.9 meters by 1.8 meters, depending on the region. In martial arts, tatami are the floor used for training in a dojo and for competition. Interesting point, though, twice as long as wide is also how pool tables work.
I did not know that.
Well, here you go.
Tatami are covered with a web-faced weave of soft rush, iguza, common rush, on a warp of hemp or weaker cotton. These are 4 warps per weft shed, 2 at each end, or sometimes 2 per shed, 1 at each end to cut costs. The doko core is traditionally made from sewn together rice straw, but contemporary tatami sometimes have compressed wood chip boards or extruded polystyrene foam in their cores instead or as well. The long sides are usually edged hairy with brocade or plain cloth, although some tatami have no edging.
History. The term tatami is derived from the verb tatamu, meaning to fold or to pile. This indicates that the early tatami were thin and could be folded up when not used or piled in layers.
Tatami were originally a luxury item for the nobility. The lower classes had mat-covered earth floors. During the Heian period, when the Shindenzukuri architectural style of aristocratic residences was consummated, the flooring of Shindenzukuri palatial rooms were mainly wooden, and tatami were only used as seating for the highest aristocrats. At first I said aristocrat, like the movie.
Yeah, I heard that. In the Kamakura period, there arose the Shōinzukuri architectural style of residence for the samurai and priest who had gained power. This architectural style reached its peak of development in the Muromachi period, when tatami gradually came to be spread over whole rooms. Beginning with small rooms, rooms completely spread with tatami came to be known as zashiki, spread out for sitting, and rules concerning seating and etiquette determined the arrangement of the tatami in the rooms.
It is said that prior to the mid-16th century, the ruling nobility and samurai slept on tatami or woven mats called goza, while commoners used straw mats or loose straw for bedding. Tatami were gradually popularized and reached the homes of commoners toward the end of the 17th century.
Houses built in Japan today often have very few tatami floored rooms, if any. Having just one is not uncommon. The rooms having tatami flooring and other such traditional architecture features are referred to as niorma or washitsu, Japanese-style rooms.
I would love to have a tatami room.
You can totally have a tatami room. You're a grown person. You can do that to your house.
I don't own property because I'm a millennial.
Got it.
Size. The size of a tatami traditionally differs between regions in Japan. Kyoto, 0.955 meters by 1.91 meters called kyoma tatami.
Nagoya, 0.91 meters by 1.82 meters called Ainoma, lit in between size tatami.
Tokyo, 0.88 meters by 1.76 meters called Edoma or Kantoma tatami.
In terms of thickness, 5.5 centimeters is average for a Kiyoma tatami, while 6 centimeters is the norm for a Kantoma tatami. A half mat is called a Hanjo, and a mat of three-quarter length, which is used in tea ceremony rooms, chashitsu, is called demi-tatami. In terms of traditional Japanese length units, a tatami is allowing for regional variation, 1 ken by 0.5 ken, or equivalently 6 shaku by 3 shaku. Formally, this is 1.81818 by 0.90909 meters. 5.9652 feet by 2.9826 feet. The size of Nagoya tatami. Note that the shaku is almost the same length as 1 foot in the traditional English-American measurement system.
In Japan, the size of a room is often measured by the number of tatami mats, about 1.653 square meters for a standard Nagoya-sized tatami. Alternatively, in terms of traditional Japanese area units, room area, and especially house floor area, is measured in terms of tsubo, where one tsubo is the area of two tatami mats, a square. Formally, 1 ken by 1 ken, or a 1.81818 meter square, about 3.306 square meters.
Some common room sizes in the Nagoya region are 4.5 mats equals 9 shaku by 9 shaku, which equals 2.73 meters by 2.73 meters.
6 mats equals 9 shaku by 12 shaku, approximately equal to 2.73 meters by 3.64 meters.
8 mats equals 12 shaku by 12 shaku, approximately equal to 3.64 meters by 3.64 meters.
Shops were traditionally designed to be 5.5 mats, and tea rooms are frequently 4.5 mats. Citation needed.
Layout. There are rules concerning the number of tatami mats and the layout of the tatami mats in a room. In the Edo period, auspicious tatami arrangements and inauspicious tatami arrangements were distinctly differentiated, and the tatami accordingly would be rearranged depending on the occasion. In modern practice, the auspicious layout is ordinarily used. In this arrangement, the junctions of the tatami form a T shape. In the inauspicious arrangement, the tatami are in a grid pattern, wherein the junctions form a plus shape. An auspicious tiling often requires the use of half mats to tile a room.
An inauspicious layout was used to avoid bringing bad fortune at inauspicious events, such as funerals. However, now it is widely associated with bad luck and avoided.
Then there's some diagrams showing different layouts that are auspicious and how they are laid out in house and where the entrances are. You'll take a look at it. And then also some of them are basically considered auspicious because they have a very good walking pattern. So you can walk in a spiral.
I do like that a lot.
In the tatami.
I like the idea of
walking in a spiral.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then I feel like I have a purpose in my journey.
Great. This has been the Wikipedia page for tatami.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at @wiki_listen.
If you have a Wikipedia page that you'd like us to read, please let us know.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com